Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Dateline, Washington State. The state of Washington now has a stripper's bill of rights, Nigel.
Really?
And you know what? I'm actually on board with this.
Okay.
I think this is good legislation.
What are we looking at here?
The new law requires training for employees in strip clubs and establishments like that to prevent sexual harassment, identify and report any human trafficking, de-escalate conflict, and provide first aid. It also mandates security workers on site all the time, keypad codes on the dressing rooms, and panic button where the strippers may be alone with customers.
Oh, the champagne room, huh?
Right. So, listen, my experiences as a younger man in the strip club, all positive. I never had anything scary or bad happen. But some of these girls will tell you, these dudes are awful. Some of these dudes are awful to them that go to the clubs.
That's what they get paid for.
It is, but they don't get paid to get sexually harassed, beaten, and threatened in the parking lot.
Yeah. And there's a difference.
And that's what this stripper's bill of rights is about. And now with the rise of human trafficking, these types of establishments, these strip clubs, they're kind of a hotbed for transactions. So maybe now with a little training, the staff, the girls, the security guards, they can kind of help better keep an eye on everybody.
I will say, I mean, the Red Carter's been down here forever on downtown. Do they need state mandates? Because it seems like they're doing an awfully good job. You know, do you need the state coming in and mandating things, I guess is what I'm saying? Because they've been around forever. They obviously know what they're doing. It's a longtime institution. Whether morally you agree with it or not, that's not the point of this conversation. I'm just saying the people that run it obviously kind of know what they're doing because it's been around forever.
But you know what, though? It feels like this is the broad ripple conversation. The people who have their act together, this isn't going to affect you because you're probably doing these things already. It's the people that don't want to pay attention by the rules, the people that are a pain in the ass, that are making it bad for everybody else. So maybe this is where that comes in. And speaking of strippers, it seems like only yesterday that Phil Collin of Def Leppard called into this show, and we asked him, hey, you know that song, Pour Some Sugar on Me? It kind of became a strip club anthem, and he shared this little anecdote. Phil, when you wrote Pour Some Sugar on Me and you guys performed Pour Some Sugar on Me, did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that this song would still be a strip club anthem 30 years later?
That's crazy. 30 years is insane, but We knew it had a, you know, it kicked off. It got its birth in the strip clubs. You know, we'd released the album. We had two or three singles that done okay, not great. And then the strippers started requesting this song on local radio in Florida. And that's really how it kicked off. And it became so popular. Everyone's going, well, why is this song on all these Florida radio stations? And that was all these girls, these strippers were actually kind of requesting it.
Emily tweets at us, at Hammer and Nigel, in regards to the stripper bill of rights. Glad to hear that Rob Kendall's going to be safe when he's up on stage. Thank you, Emily.